Today's daf from Masechet Megillah is daf Chof, and we were holding on Reb Yehuda Machshir Bekatan. So Reb Yehuda holds that a katan is kosher to read the Megillah. And in fact, Amar Reb Yehuda, I can tell you an actual Maaseh Shehaya. And I actually, that's the best psak, is I'll show you that it was definitely, that was the halacha, because I was a katan, and I was reading the Megillah in front of Rabbi Tarfon and all the Zakenim and Lud, and it was fine. Nobody had any problem with it. Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't bring a raya from a katan. Because since this, even though right now you're a gadol, but since what it was that you were actually being made on is as a katan, the katan's edus is not believed even when he says it as a gadol, because his level of perception is not ro'i for edus. It's not just the haggadah that's a problem. And therefore, you can't be made on this. Another braisa that says the same issue, Tanya, I'm a Rebbe, Katana Yiti Ukratia Lamala Mirabi Yehuda. I read them again in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Well, obviously. But what does that prove? Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was matir the whole time. So of course, Ein Mevim Raya Mina Matir. When you bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda? Wait a minute. Why didn't they just tell him, we don't trust what you're saying because you're being made something that was when you were a katan? Shouldn't they have said that? Ein Mevim Raya Mina Katan? Yeah, of course. They were just saying more than that. Chodeva Ot Karmel. I think, first of all, there's the problem over here of the edus of a katan. So katan ayita. And not only that, but even if you were a gadol, and mevin ra'yam and amatir, what would it prove? It wouldn't have proved anything anyway, even if you would have accepted this edus. Ein korin et ha-megillah, v'lo malin, v'lo tovlim. But you know what? Before we start the mission, let me just go over. First of all, Barnea is going to, never brought me the hot drink, so I'll have to have the cold drink. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
So now, I mean, the question over here is, Benogea, the issue of Nashim, because, I mean, you'll notice that the seems to be Mibchinata Nashim, Ako Korimit HaMegillah, doesn't say anything about Nashim in any way being psulot for the Kriya. We just spoke about the Ketanim. That's the whole question. What indeed is the relationship to Kriyat HaMegillah by women? So this is a major issue because of a problem in how the Bahag paskins. There's this whole kind of confusion, which is really based on a Tosefta, where there's a problem in what the Nusach was in the Tosefta and the way it's brought by Rav Amram Gon in the Siddur of Rav Amram. The issue is this, that even though we were Nadayik and Erechim, that it says over there, Beferish, that Hakol Chayavim, and every time it says Hakol Chayavim, the Gemara is Medayik over there as it was in Hakol Ksherim L'Krisis HaMegillah Chutz B'Cheresh Shayt V'Katan. So the Gemara in Erechim says Hakol is Latuyei Nashim, which seems to be very clear. Rashi says over here as well that when we're talking about the idea of Nashim, the Nashim are able to be Motziin as Anashim also, but it's not, it's absolutely the same chiyav, and because of that, Noshim can go ahead and can be motzi the rabim yedei chovasa, including the men. So the issue is, of course, what do we do with the Tosefta that seems to say beferish, that you can't, and that Noshim are patures. So there's like a lot of stiras in the way that the girsa is brought. And in order to be meishiv, these stiras one with the other, so there's many of the Rishonim bring that the Lashon is not that they're chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah, but Mishma Megillah. They're chayav to hear the Megillah. That was the other girsa, and they read that girsa into the Lashon of the Tosefta so that it's not a stira. And the way to understand the Gemara in Erechin is that they're chayev, but that's the question of what is the marker of the chiyav. Is it a chiyav of kriya or is it a chiyav of shmiya? The reason that there would be a difference is because, remember that we just had yesterday, we had this whole idea of what is the point of reading a Megillah if you don't know what you're talking about and you can't understand the language. And the Gemara said over there, well, it's the same thing that you have by Ketanim or by Noshim and Amei Aretz. If they don't understand Hebrew, what are they reading the Megillah for? So we said, because there's an Inyan of Pirsumei Nisa. And in the very fact of participating in the reading, so then people ask, what is it all about? And so they get all the details. And in Megillah, their involvement is there in terms of the Pirsumei Nisa anyway. But that would mean that the main takana, if it's only Lemishba Megillah, as opposed to Kriyas Megillah, when we say Gam Hema Yuboto Anes, and so on and so forth, it's not in terms of the getter of the Chiyav. And the reason for that is very simple. The getter of the Chiyav in the Rabbonins is not fundamentally different than the getter of the Chiyav in the Torah. If the getter in the Chiyav of the Torah is that the Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gorma Nosher Mar Peturai, so then that would be the normal din. This becomes a mitzvah shazman gorma. We're not going to be mechayev you in a new mitzvah that is keneged the way that we normally mechayev you in mitzvahs. What about the fact that you were in this gezera? And so, oh, fine, that needs to be a hoidoya, it needs to be a shira, it needs to be a pritsumanes. That, yes. So for that, women, of course, are mechuyavot. And there's also the Gersos in Yerushalmi that talk about the same thing, that they used to read for the family. It brings a couple of different maisim that the Tanoim would read for their family, and that way they would be Yotze the Shmias HaMegillah. Mashma again over there, that the Lashon is that the issue would have to do with listening, with hearing the Megillah. That Shechayovim B'mishma. So that appears in many different places. Now, Lamaisa, there's like a big difference between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim as to what Girsa they accepted. This is fascinating because it goes back to the way Bechlal, they used to deal in France with the Reb Amram Gaon, and the way they used to deal in Sfarad with the Reb Amram Gaon. And they always took their own menhagim into the girsa that they accepted. So very often you find these differences. So the Ashkenazim took on this idea of the Bahag Psak of Mishma. And therefore the Ramah says that when women are mevorchot, they should only be mevorchot lishmoa instead of al kriyat Megillah, instead of the kriya, it's only the shmiya. And that's even the way that the Mishnah Berurah brings it. But there's many that are chaylik on that because we don't find different nuschos for brachas. And there's a lot of places where things ought to be different. For instance, when it comes to la'asok b'divrei Torah. So if women are mevorchot, they shouldn't be mevorchot la'asok because certainly esik is not the chiyav. Even if whatever it is that they're learning, they're mechuyev to learn the inyanim that are nageya them, but it's not a din in esik b'teira. Nonetheless, the Beit Yosef says, we don't make different kirsos for brachas. We're going to be mevarach, but a standard bracha goes for everybody. Therefore, it's a very strange thing that we should have a different nusach in a bracha. And because of that, many of the achronim don't follow the Ramah in this, even though normally the Ramah's psak is taken for granted that that's the way it is. So they don't say the bracha any differently. They say the regular bracha. So then that means that we have first two steps. Women can even be motzi men. This is the way Rashi learns, and many of the other Rishonim as well, because they take the Gemara as bepashtas. Las that the hakol is lasi and ashim. And that is that they are chayavis in Mikra Megillah, and that they're ksherim from Mikra Megillah. That's the lashon in the Mishnah, kol ksherim likrot et haMegillah, chutz mecher shayta vekatan, which means that nashim are chayavot in exactly the same way. Then we have this girsa in the Tosefta, which they answer, which it says nashim are peturais. So they answer by saying they're peturais from kriyas haMegillah, but they're chayavis in shmiyas haMegillah. So then the question is, if the Chiyav is fundamentally different than Lechora, they wouldn't be able to be motzi in Kriya. Fine. So that could be a chumra of the way the Ashkenazim do it. But what about women being motzi ot other women? So lechora, then there should be no problem, because if the nashim are chayovot, even if it's just in shmiya, and other nashim are also chayovos in shmiya, so then lechora they could be able to be motziot with a kriya. So you would think. But lemaisa, there's a Magen Avraham that says that women should not read even for herself, certainly not for others. She should only hear it from a man. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pask in that way. That it doesn't, I mean, it is the Magen Avraham says it, but not, it wasn't mekubal by all. And that's basically based, that's really on a Zohar. It's based in Paskin al Peter Zohar. They kind of, that's not the way that we do things. So Lemaisa, in terms of the Achronim basically accept that a woman should be able to read for other women, except for the Korban Nisanal, except for the Magen Avraham. She could be motzi other women yedei chovos. Right? There's still a machlokas about which bracha to make, because according to Ramah, we say Lishmoa Megillah. But many of the Achronim, including the Gro, including the Pri Chodesh, they hold, and Rav Avadi Yosef paskins this way, Steinberg brings Rias from that Beis Yosef, that you should not be Mishana the Matbea of a Brocha, and you say Al Mikra Megillah, which is what we always say. And then there's one additional inyan that we have to take into consideration, and that is that you need 10 people for the Kriyas HaMegillah Berabim. And that's the only time that we make the brocha after the Kriyas HaMegillah, Rabbis Rivenu, that's what we'll talk about. And if that's the case, then what would be the din of a minyan that is entirely nashim? Is there an inyan to a minyan, bechlal and nashim? And here it's important to recognize that the inyan of the minyan in the Megillah has nothing to do with Dover Shebikdusha. It has to do with Prisumei Nisa. Normally, a minyan which you need for Kaddish, Kiddush, and so on, that's halacha that we learn out from the Pasuk, from Ha'edah Ra'an, and that's a din in actually the right that you have to be able to be Mazkir Yonei Kiddush. There's no such thing when it comes to the Megillah. The reason that we say Barabim, it's different, is because of the different level of Prisumei Nisa. So there should be absolutely no reason why we shouldn't have a minyan of women. Even though it's funny to say those women, minion of women. Well, of course, in the same way that nashim are mevorchas birchas habazon with the mezuma, that's with nashim, for nashim. So too, they would get together 10 women and then would be able to make the bracha at the end as well, aravas rivenu, because it's the same din of presume nisa. There's definitely no difference between the women and the men when it comes to presume nisa. There would even be the question of maybe mixed minyan of men and women could also be mitzaref in terms of being a tzibur legabe presume nisa. And the general question about whether it's appropriate to have women and men mix wouldn't apply to that. Some say it would even to that. But as you can see, things can sometimes look the same and actually be very, very different. So you can have a chiyav of Megillah, but it's a different makor in the chiyav. You can have a chiyav for a minyan, but it's a different makor for minyan, and don't jump to conclusions. Anyway, so that is the issue about the women. As far as the ketanim are concerned, the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah brings in a mokum where there's a problem of you don't have anybody to read the Megillah, and the only one who knows how to read the Megillah is a katan. You can use a katan. Some say even to be mevarech, because some of the Rishonim say that the din over here of not having the cotton read is only a lechatchila. It was never meant as ma'akev the kriya, even according to Chachomim that argue with Rabbi Yehuda. So there's all types of smaller issues that are buried here within the general content of Drabanan, a cotton in a Drabanan. Is there a chiyav on a cotton qua cotton, or is the chiyav of chinuch of a cotton shigiel, a chinuch a chiyav on the father and not on the cotton? All of these issues obviously are interrelated when it comes to the question of how it is that a cotton could be motzi. General issue about the idea bichlal, where would the rabbanon get the kayach to be mechayev the cotton is an interesting question. In other words, how can we be mechayev you something when the makor of the chiyav of a Darabanan is the mitzvah midiraisa to listen to what the chachamim tell you. But the katan doesn't have that mitzvah, so how can they tell the katan what to do? Right? So then where would it be possible to be mechayev the katan as a mitzvah if it doesn't have the general mocker in the chiyuv of a derabbana? Okay, that's something to think about and to be concerned with. If you need to hear the Megillah from a katan.
But when Rebbe's saying that b'diavad, if a woman finds herself in a situation where she can't hear men read it, then she would be yotzei through another woman. To form woman minyans to hear Megillah, is Rebbe suggesting that's what b'diavad is the best way that a woman should hear Mikilat Megillah?
Am I going to be allowed to talk, or are you going to keep talking? I've been trying to answer you. I never said the word b'diavad. You're the one who said the word b'diavad. I said that women, it would seem that there would be no problem, except according to two of the achronim that I know of, that's the Korban Nisanel and the Mogen Avram. Everybody else holds that certainly she can be motzia other women. And the only question is what bracha to make. And it's not a b'diavad, because a woman has the chiyav of shmiya and she's able to be shomat. The only mocker that is brought by the Mogen Avram is a mocker in the Zohar, basically, even though he seems to misidentify his own mocker, but it's a Zohar Chodesh. And the Korban Nisanel, which nobody agrees with, is he brings a raya from a Tosfos, which he thinks is referring to being motzi other women, but which Peparshtis is not. It's talking about being motzi men, and brings up the issue of Ziluta for the Tzibur, which certainly would not apply for women. That was his Chiddush. Nobody agrees to that. So I don't know why you're insisting that it's B'diavad. I don't know that it's B'diavad. Okay, anyway, Rav Osai, ready to continue, but I just thought that since that is such a contemporary question, it might be something that you would want to get into. Let's see. Meanwhile, I lost the place. Right, so we did Makshu B'Katan, we got up to the Halakha Mishnah, which brings us to our Richie, who is now ready to go.
We go. Okay, I am in luck. I tuned in late, and here I am still online for the Zot Halakha Mishnah.
Now, thank you, sir. Now for the timing of the Kriyas HaMegillah. So, Ein Kor'in et HaMegillah. This is fascinating. You can't read the Megillah in the night. Okay. That's a little bit strange. I thought we always do read the Megillah in the night. All right. Ein Kor'in et HaMegillah. You don't do Milah. You don't do Tfilah. Now, this doesn't mean you don't do Tfilah in the nighttime. It means that somebody who is tomate for Shivas Yomim, that over there, you have to wait until the morning of the seventh day, let's say Azov, and so you can't do it the night before. So wherever there's a din of Sfira, you need the mikzas of the Sfira during the day, and you cannot include the nighttime. So that means it would include even a Shomer Yom Kineged Yom. And that's not because it's a din in the tefillah per se, it's a din in the sphira. Once the sphira is over, it makes no difference whether the tefillah is in the daytime or the nighttime. But in the particular case, if it is the day in which the sphira is over, then the night before is not enough to be tefillah. This is true of all those who are tome for Shivas Yomi. In all cases, the night of the Shivas Yom is not considered to be Tomei for Shivas Yomi. And obviously, any of the other Tumas, which have no din of waiting the 7 days, so then fine, you go to the mikvah the same day, you wait until the sun sets. But there's certainly no problem of being Tovelas at night. So when you do have that mitzvah of doing things in the day, you don't do it until sunrise. So it has to be after Nates. However, kulam sha'asu mishalah mudat shachar kosher. If you did it even from alos ha'shachar, it would be kosher. Now, there's a machlokus about whether is this just a chashash that if we let you do it early, it may, since it looks dark still, it may end up that you did it too early and it was before even Alos HaShachar? Or is it Mi'ikar HaDin that there's such a concept as a lechatchila in the Defteris definition of the Yom, meaning that it should be when it's Yom that everybody sees, but that Lamaisa, it's kosher even Midiraisa, which is Mashma from some of the Rishonim, that it's a Diraisa issue. Anyway, how do we know that the Megillah has to be read only in the daytime? It should be read after Nates. The Yom HaKra V'Hayamim HaEle Nizkarim V'Nasim. So you see, Dafka, the daytime is when you read the Megillah, not the nighttime. Really? You don't read the Megillah at night? Interesting. Lema Tahave Tiyufta de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Remember, we had way back before, the Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likrot Ta Megillah Balayla V'Lishnota Be'Yom. So he said that there is a chiyuv of reading the Megillah in the nighttime. And then he does, remember, we had confused whether in the daytime you have to read it again or whether in the daytime it meant you read the Mishnayos. We ended up explaining, no, you have to do it twice. So, I don't know. So it's mashma from here that it was not so clear that the chiyuv of reading it at night had already been accepted at this time. Right? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying that there's a mitzvah to read it at night, as we pointed out. This is the reason for the Ramos Psak, that we say Shachayanu in the daytime as well, because the Iker mitzvah is really only in the daytime. This idea of reading it at night was a later takona, apparently. So the question is, did that takona exist here at the time of the Mishnah? That is a big machlokas, but that this Mishnah indeed was talking about prior to this takona, perhaps, or something just the opposite. You see, obviously, from the whole discussion in Gemara, that there must have been taking into consideration that the Mishnah was including the chiyuv of reading the Megillah in the nighttime. Okay, but in any event, it's an interesting aside. So the Gemara answers, of course, it doesn't mean you don't read the Megillah at night. It means that the reading of the Megillah in the day is supposed to be after the Netzach HaMashos. Ki katani adiyom. It's referring to the Megillah reading in the day, but it doesn't mean that you can't read the Megillah at night. And then the Mishnah says you don't do Mila in the nighttime. Why not? Tichtiv uvayom hashmini yimo. So it needs to be the eighth day. And therefore it's a din in the yom. Velo tovlin. So again, in the same way that there's a halacha that the hazoya has to be dafka in the yom, iskish tefila la hazoya. So no, it says over there in that same pasuk, brachatz babayim v'tayar. So then that means the rechitz babayim, which is the tefila, is compared to the hazoya. V'chein shomeres yom kineged yom, lo titvol ad shetanetzach hama. The same thing is true if a woman was roya one day or 2 days during the Achados HaYom, Bein Nidais L'Nidais, so then she has to wait until the daytime. Well, I understand. Why not? I mean, why would I think that a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom is different than all of the other Chayavei Tefilas? I mean, it's basically the same. We said the Zov has to wait until the daytime, and the Zava has to wait until the daytime. So why wouldn't the Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom have to wait until the day? No, because you see, I would have thought that the same way that a Zov, who is Reya, only one Re'ia of Zivas. So what is his din? He has the same din as a Balkari. He goes to the mikveh immediately, and then when the sun sets, he's tar. So I might have thought that we should compare a single Re'ia of a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom to the Re'ia Rishayna of a Zov. And the Re'ia Rishayna Shal Zov is compared to a regular Balkari. Dichtiv Zot Torat HaZov Vasher Tetze Mimeno Shichvat Zera. And remember, we have three psukim. One pasuk mentions Zov once, one pasuk mentions Zov twice, and one pasuk mentions Zov three times, which we learn out there's three separate dinim. So that one Re'ia is a din of a Keri, because it puts it together. Vasher Tetze Mimeno Shichvat Zera. And then the one that is two, that's Shvetame Shivas Yamim. And the one that's three, that's Mechayev Karban. Okay, so therefore, but I would have thought the woman is the same as the male. So just like about Keri is Tevel B'Yom, so the Zov can also be Tevel on that same day. And this woman, I might think, that it should be true about her. She cannot be tovelis on the same day, even though she's like Esav. Dechtiv kol yemei zova kimishkav nidata yiela. So therefore, since it says over here all of those days, so then that from there we say that even one re'ia is also yihiela. Yihiela, it has to be also a din of sfira. And since sfira requires a yom, it turns out that she can't be tovelet in the day, not because of the din of the tefillah, but because it's not yet time for her to be tovelet, because she can only be tovelet if there was a sfira of yom keneged yom, and that needs to be in the daytime. Kamash malon, kivan deboy sfira, since she needs to do the sfira, memela, it says if she can't be tovel in the day, because in the same way that we learn the shivas yomim of Azova Gedela, we also learn that Yela from there, that she is like, Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom, is like the Zova in terms of the din of Sfira. Okay, then we said, B'diavad, if whatever of these mitzvahs were done after Alois HaShachar, Mishal Amud HaShachar, Kosher. How do we know that Midiraisa, you can be Yotze Chiyuvim after just Alois HaShachar? Amarava, Elohim Lo'or Yom. So if the or, what does or mean? It means as the light is making itself felt. L'meir uba kira o yom. So or means the enlightening. That can't be true, says the Gemara. Because if you say that, then l'choshech kara laila, you should say it means the same thing. That as it's getting dark, so then it's already called night, but that's not true, because as we've seen in many places, Kaimelon da'at seita kochavim, lav laila, is not considered to be laila until you have actually seita kochavim. And according to what you're saying, as it starts getting dark, it should be already nighttime. Elam erbizera, back from where we learned it in Mesechet Brachot. Va'anachdu osim bamlacha, so it says when they were building the second Beis HaMikdash and the walls around Yerushalayim, it says we were busy doing the work, and half of us were holding our guns, you know, and because we had to be on guard against all the people who were trying to bust it up. And this went from Alos HaShachar all the way till Tzeta Kochavim, which means that that was the time that we were working. And it says, Vayalanu halayla mishmar vayom melacha. So the daytime was the time that we were working, and the nighttime was the time that we were doing the shmira. Why did you need to say that? I mean, you said that we started working at Alos HaShachar until Tzeisa Kochavim. Yeah, but the fact that they worked then doesn't mean that that's what defines day and night. Maybe they were working part of the night. Maybe by getting up early, they started the work in the daytime. Maybe actually Alos HaShachar is not called the daytime. It's still part of the nighttime. And it's possible that maybe right at sunset, it's already called nighttime and not at Tzeta Kochavim. And they were working earlier than the day began, and they continued working later than the day ended. Maybe. Therefore, I need the other pasuk, Vayalonu alayla mishmar vayom melacha, that now we're defining this time that we were working, which is from when? From Alois HaShachar until Tzeta Kochavim. That is defined as Yom Melacha. The other time is defined as Laila. Okay, Sir Richard, you're on. Kol hayom kosher lekriyat ha-megillah. So these are all of the mitzvahs, which even though there may be an inyan, obviously, of zrizim makdim bin lemitzvahs, but nonetheless, in terms of the kashrus, if you did it later, it would be kosher. So it would be for the Megillah, it's kosher all day. For saying the Hallel, it's kosher. For hearing Tiyah Shofar, for the Tilas Lulav, and even for Tfilat HaMusafim. Now, this is interesting. Does it mean, literally mean the whole day? Could you say Musaf before Shacharis and be Yotzei the Musaf? Because it's early in the morning. The truth is you would be Yotzei, yes. So it actually does mean the whole day. So it's kosher. And even for the carbon musaf, which raises its own set of issues, because you can't bring anything before the Tamid Shel Shachar. So could the musaf be kosher even before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Suppose you didn't have, like during the times of the Gezeiros and problems with then getting the Kvasim, suppose you only had like a Sawyer for the musaf. You didn't have the Tamid Shel Shachar. Yes, you could actually be Yotze Kol Yom Kulo for the musaf, apparently, as we're medayik from here. The whole day is kosher for vidui meiser. And Stav, is this an interesting point over here? Why is vidui meiser called a vidui? Since all you're saying is all of the things that you did right and nothing that you did wrong, do we consider that to be a vidui also or not? So there's a number of that. There's a very cute, I know that where his mocker is, but Rav Eliyahu Ki Tov brings just mitzad asfar, which is so beautiful, that for a person to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did everything right, kekol mitzvotecha asher tzivitani, and there wasn't one thing that, what a chutzpah. Who's going to come and really say such a thing, you know? And there was a sefer called the Yesod V'Shoresh HaAveda. So he used to call himself Eved Hashem. That's just, he identified himself as Eved Hashem. So he left the tzava, that even though the minhag is that the when a mace is buried, we passel the tzitzis on the talis that we bury him in. So that it shouldn't, because that's the whole lineage of a mace, but maceim chofshin, he's not chayv and mitzvah. He didn't want his talis to be nifsa. So he was mitzavah them, they shouldn't be passel his talis. So they asked the Bezdin, should they do what he said? They decided they're not going to passel the talis. And as they're lowering him into the grave, the talis gets caught on a rock on the surface and rips the tzitzis in a way that passel the tzitzis. So don't, you know, you have to be very careful about these kind of things. Okay, so he's coming along now. And he's going to say, Kechol mitzvesecha shetzivi, Sonny, you know, we did everything right. Now it's time for you to do things right. Can you imagine? Says Rav Eliyahu Ki Tov, the Sefer Todah. So therefore, it's obvious that before a person is going to say that, he's going to have to like go through all of his maisim and do tshuva and anything that he could have done wrong. And therefore, it's kol vidui by definition. It's very sweet. And there's an amazing pshat by the Sefurnai. The Sefurnai says that the reason that it's called vidui meiser is because as you're giving the matanes, you are thinking to yourself, why should I be giving all of this to Barnea? It really could stay in my own home because I have a bechor. Or maybe I am a Bechor, and the Aveda was meant to be by the Bechoris. So the Maisa, that gets you thinking, do you realize what we lost in needing to be Miyached now only Shevet Levi to get Maisras and Trumas? And this is terrible, because that level of Kedusha, of Trumas and Maisras, belongs in every single home, or every home that has a Bechor. Like on Mitzrayim, ain't bias asher ain't sham meis. So in the same sense, it would be that every single bias in Klal Yisrael has someone that's working in the Beis HaMikdash and that has the Kiddush of Truma and Meis. It's amazing insight. And so therefore, as you say it, even when you're saying, I did everything right, you're thinking, yeah, everything right after we screwed up royally in making everything right wrong. So that was because of the whole mice of the Egel, and that the only Shevet Levi, and because of that, it was taken away from the Bechiris and given to Shevet Levi. It's a fascinating, fascinating kind of, wow, amazing. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that's the Sfurnai. What can I say? The Sfurnai's Pshatim are always so shocking. And you know, that in terms of contemporary, like thinking about contemporary ways of looking at the Limud HaTorah and so on. I mean, yes, Italian, very Italian, but so Italian. I mean, you have to understand, the Sforno went to university. The Sforno got his doctorate. The Sforno was a doctor. The Sforno made his living off of teaching at the Catholic Church. he had like all of the rich, the cardinals would pay him to teach them Lashon HaKodesh. Remember, there were periods in which people were very mocked to know as much as possible about the Torah and so on. So whatever was mutter to teach, that's mamish how he used to make his living. So, I mean, and not only that, he would do translations into Latin. Like he was commissioned to, you know, this was like a very, very contemporary kind of open-minded person. But his pshatim are, wow, they're really always amazing. Okay, so anyway, so vidui meiser, vidui yom kippuri, smicha on top of a korban, for shchita, for tnufa of the whatever things require tnufa, for hagasha, where you have to take the mincha and you bring it up to the mizbeach before doing kmitza, and then kmitza and haktara of a mincha, l'malika of an oath, l'kabola of the dam of regular karbonis, for hazoya of the dam, for hashkayata sota, for arifas egla rufa, for tyres hamitzera, all of those things are basically mitzvahs that can be done all day long. Kol halayla is kosher l'ktzira sa'emer, lehekter chalavim ve'evorim, for the burning of chalavim ve'evorim that weren't completed during the day. And it doesn't mean only at the night, but if they need to continue to be burned, so then you continue to burn them in the nighttime. Zeklau, davar shemitzvato bayom, kosher kol hayom. Davar shemitzvato balayla, kosher kol halayla. Now, obviously, this is not literally true, because we know of plenty of mitzvahs that are not kosher the whole day. I mean, you bring a Korban Pesach only from the afternoon. You don't bring it, in the morning, right? All this means is that if a mitzvah is given as a mitzvah without a specific time that you need to do it, so then it means if it's a mitzvah biyom, it's kosher kol hayom. Obviously, if the Torah says to do something at a particular day, moment in the day, then that's when you have to do it. Says the Gemara, how do we know that the daytime is the day, the time for the Megillah, the Yomakar Yomim Eila Nizkarim V'Nasim? How do we know for the Hallel? Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o, which is the daytime, when the sun rises until it sets. Rabbi Yossi says, Zehayom Asa Hashem. So it's a din in the Yom. L'netila Sululav, V'lakachtem Lechem, U'lakachtem Lechem, Bayom Arishon. Bayom, Ki Ashofer, Yom Trua Yelechem. Musafim dvar yom biyomo. L'tfilat ha-musafim. I mean, tfilat ha-musafim is based on the musafim, obviously. So if they made it like the musafim, so then one follows from the other. For the vidui of the parim, the vidui of the parim that we're talking about is the parim of the par helam davar shal tzibur, or the par koin mashiach. So we learn out kapora, the lashon of kapora that is said on these parim, is said also on Yom Kippur. So parom davar v'chi per aleihem hakohen, and yom atchai l'chaper alav. And therefore, we are makish, the l'shoinas of kapora, and this we know, the par koin mashiach and the par helam davar compared to each other. So therefore, we know all of them. The tanya gabe yom kippur v'chi per ba'ado v'ad beito, that vidui is kapora is only vidui. It's not talking about sprinkling blood. Bekaparat varima katuv medaber, and that kapora is only in the daytime on Yom Kippur, because it's by Yom Hazeh yechaper alechem. And vidui meiser dichtiv v'amartal v'dei Hashem lekecha bi'arti hakodesh min abayit. And what's the next word? Hayom Hazeh Hashem lekecha mitzavicha. So then that means it's a din dafke in Yom smicha and shchita, dechtiv v'somach v'shachat, and by shchita it says b'yom zivchachem. So b'yom would then apply to smicha as well. Tnufa b'yom anivchem et ha'omer. Hagosha is mukash to the tnufa, because it says v'lakach ha'koin miyada yishat minchat ha'kanaot v'heinif v'hikriv. So therefore we have all, the hikriv over there does not mean to put it on the mizbeach. It means to bring it close to the mizbeach, because afterwards it starts talking about the kmitza and the haktara. So obviously it means that we're comparing tnufa to agosha. And how about Malika, Mitzak, Torah, Hazoya? Where do we know that? Beyond Tzavotot, B'nai Yisrael. But beyond Tzavotot, Tosis explains, wouldn't have told a Shechita, because beyond Tzavotot, it's talking only about the Avedas of the Korban, and Shechita is kosher bizarre, and therefore we can't learn it from there. For Hashkayata Sota, that we learn out from Gzeirah Shava. Ktivach v'yasala hakvenet kol ha-Torah hazot, and ktivatam al pi ha-Torah sheyaruchav v'al ha-mishpat, and over there, mishpat is b'yom, so ma mishpat b'yom, afkan b'yom. Rashi learns that from b'yom tzavoto. B'yom hanchilo et banav. It's a bit of a question which Tosafot disagrees with, because here we're talking about dinei of the Zaken Mamre, which is a din in Misa. So there's actually another marker. La Rifas Ha'egla, Ami Devei Rabbi Yanai. Why do we treat an Egla Rufa as if it has the same din as Kapora? Because it uses the word Kapora when it comes to Kaper La Amcha Yisrael, when it comes to the Egla Rufa. So you see, Legabi, the aspect of Kapora, it is similar to the Kachim. And Tyrus Ha'metzera, Zotia Torata Mitzvah Biyom Taharato. Now, what about the mitzvahs halayla? Kol halayla kosher l'ktzirata omer. So the omer amar kitzira v'svira balayla. So cutting the omer and starting the counting of svira sa omer is only in the nighttime, and havas of the omer is during the day. This is the mocker for the fact that if you forgot to do the Sfira at night, so you're not Mavarach in the day anymore, because the mitzvah was in the nighttime. Lehekter chalavim ve'evarim. How do we know that? Dechtiv kol halayla ad haboker. Zeaklal. Davar shemitzvato bayom, kosher kol hayom. Well, is there more stuff? I mean, zeaklal, I thought we mentioned everything. Ah, we didn't. How about Sidr Bezichin? How about Siluk Bezichin from the Shulchan? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, that would be the same, that Kol Hayom would be kosher. The Tanya, Sileket Yishana Shacharit, according to Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Sileket Yishana Shacharit, V'sidera Tachadasha Aravit, Ein Bekach Klum. As long as it takes place during the day, it would still be good, and it would still be considered to be Lefanai Tamid. So ma nimikayim lifnei Hashem tamid, because according to the Chachamim, remember, you have two Kohanim removing the old ones and two Kohanim sliding in the new ones at the same time, and one is taking the place of the other one. So how does Rabbi Yossi understand the word tamid? That just means shelo yalin ha-shulchan, I should say. It's what it says every time we bring the shelo yalin ha-shulchan below lechem. The shulchan should not go overnight without the lechem. That is all that it would mean. I don't know whether I should keep you or not keep you. I mean, it would be nice to have Richie introduce the next paragraph, but should keep going? It's like pretty smooth sailing, as you can see here. Okay, and then Davar Shemitzvaso Balayla. That's Kosher Kol Halayla. What is that coming to add? That's coming to tell me the din of Achilas Korban Pesach, that you can eat all night long, which is true according to Rabbi Akiva, but it's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanya. V'achlu et habasar balayla hazeh, Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, nemar kan balayla hazeh, v'nemar lahalan v'avarti beretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh. So just like by Pesach and Makas Becheres, it's ad chatzos, as it says, beferish, and it's going to be chatzos laila, afkan, ad chatzos. So therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, wouldn't be true to say kosher kol halayla. Hadran alacha kore lemafreya.
Bli neder.